Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today we're talking about PTSD. Why are we talking about PTSD? What is that for? Go play with your sand, baby. Mommy's gonna work for just a minute. So today we're talking about PTSD, and we're talking about PTSD because it came up in the group, and I'm really thankful that it did because all of this, like, channeled information started flooding to my brain, and I got really inspired to do a very big live show for you guys today. So I'm having my coffee. If you guys, if you struggle with PTSD, if you know somebody who does, maybe you want to grab a drink, get your coffee too. Get comfy, settle in, because we got a lot of information. Let me give you a little run through of what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to talk about what is PTSD in the brain. We're going to talk about what is PTSD in the spirit. We're going to talk about how we can bring this aspect of self-love and self-worth to our PTSD by loving our PTSD unconditionally. We're going to talk about coping skills for the stress related to PTSD. So if any of that is sounding like something you might want to know, settle in, get your coffee, hang out with me for a little bit. It's going to be good stuff. Okay, so let's get started with, oh, and if you know anybody that struggles with PTSD, you can go ahead and share this live with them. Tag them, share this in your PTSD groups, all of that stuff. Okay, so let's talk about PTSD in the brain. What is PTSD in the brain? Well, let's talk about the diagnosis first. So the diagnosis of PTSD is, you know, when you have like flashbacks, you're having anxiety attacks due to a traumatic episode that you've had in the past, right? And then you kind of relive and have the same symptoms of that experience reoccur repeatedly in your life at unexpected times, and it interrupts your day-to-day functioning, right? Anybody who has ever struggled with PTSD knows it interrupts the hell out of your day-to-day functioning. You're at work, next thing you know, you have an anxiety attack. You're in the middle of a restful sleep, and next thing you know, you wake up and you're sweating profusely and you're, you know, having night terrors. So PTSD is terrible. It's fucking terrible. But in the brain, what's actually going on in your brain is that this is a defense mechanism, okay? It is a preventative response, okay? So what happens is you experience a trauma, and your brain and your body goes, this is fucking terrible. I don't ever want this to happen again. So I'm going to record it. I'm going to store it in some parts of my brain where it's really, really important, right? In that long-term memory. And this says, hey, this is important to remember because I don't ever want this to happen again, right? So if I remember the things that got me into this situation, if I can remember every little teeny tiny detail, then maybe I can prevent this from happening again by recognizing when the situation is coming up again. I hope that's making sense so far. So it's a preventative thing. It's like, hey, if I want this to not happen to me again, then I have to like hyper remember everything that happened right now. Okay. So it's to help you identify when another situation similar is going to occur in the future. All right. So it's to help you escape. It's so that you can recognize sooner when things like this are coming up so that you can get yourself out of that situation and get yourself to safety. So it's to keep you safe. It's to keep you safe. So that's what's going on in your brain. You've created a neural pathway. A neural pathway is just a road in your brain from a thing that triggers a response to a memory, okay? In layman's terms. Okay, so what is PTSD in our spirit? Because you know I like to tie in that spiritual stuff, right? So in the spirit, what happens is that the traumatic event is it splits parts of your aspects of yourself, parts of your spirit kind of go shoo, right? Where normally we're a whole beautiful soul spirit, and then what happens is parts of you go psh, psh, out into different outside as parts of your spirit body, outside parts of your consciousness. And it does that because it is to help you to not have to experience so much pain. Okay, so if I'm not fully here, then I don't have to experience everything that's going on. So it can be called like dissociation, depersonalization. So what happens is your spirit moves some parts of you out into some outskirts of your consciousness, if you will. It is also an energy. Trauma is an energy. So what happens is an energy of trauma gets stored in your spirit. It also gets stored in your body. I don't know if you ever heard that or not, but they say trauma is stored in the body. So what happens is you store up this energy of trauma in your spirit and in your body. And so it's an unreleased energy. It's a powerful energy and it gets stuck. It gets stuck in our spirit, it gets stuck in our body. And so we're going to continue to experience symptoms of it until we can fully heal and fully release that energy from our spirit body. Oftentimes it's transferred pain. So what I mean by transferred pain is that if you've experienced a trauma that is was inflicted by another person, normally there is pain that created the sort of monster or the bad behavior that that created a person that would traumatize another person. Okay, so pain gets transferred, hurt gets transferred. So say that there was abuse. So say somebody was abused by their parent, and then that person abuses their child because they learned to abuse by being abused. So when it's unhealed, when that energy is unhealed, we transfer it. So trauma gets transferred and transferred and transferred when nobody takes responsibility for the healing process. So it's transferred pain. Now, there's other types of trauma that can be from like natural disasters and things like that, which we could go all day talking about how that's also transferred pain and transferred energy, but inflicted by another person, pain. And trauma, you can say is like stored up energy. So have if you know, this happens a lot with like abuse and with suicide. Like if somebody when you've experienced loss due to suicide, you're like way more likely to commit suicide yourself because pain gets transferred. It gets transferred. So someone has to heal it. So that's part of the How to Wear a Crown mission, right? Is to accept responsibility for the energy that's inside of us. Now, it doesn't mean that it's your fault. It doesn't mean that, you know, you have to believe that something was, you know, that you did this to yourself. If you were traumatized by somebody else, if you know, something horrible has happened to you. Like, I fully 100% like empathize and sympathize, and I'm so sorry, you know, that you went through that and it's not your fault. But once the energy is transferred into our spirit, then we can kind of say, okay, well, it is mine now. It does exist in my spirit. So it is, I'm going to take responsibility for it. am going to take responsibility for the healing process and take responsibility for the fact that I am now conscious and aware of the fact that it's here in my spirit, and I don't want to transfer it onto another person. I don't want to transfer it onto my children. I don't want to transfer it onto, bystanders, right? Because we can do all kinds of crazy stuff when we're in pain. And to release that energy, and if you're unconscious of the fact that you have to heal from it, then you'll transfer it on to like unwilling participants, right? You'll transfer it on to people just all willy-nilly, right? Throwing it around. You're getting mad at the clerk at the gas station or whatever, and you're trying to release that energy in that way. But we have to take responsibility for the fact that this energy is now in our spirit, in our consciousness, and do some healing around it so that we can transmute it into some positive energy and it can end with us. Okay. So that's healing some of those generational curses, healing some of these patterns where the cycles can stop here, right? So someone has to heal it. So it's either going to be you, or it will be your children, or it will be the gas station clerk, or whoever else it is that like you passed it on to, right? So why not end it here? Why not be that person? I think that's a beautiful thing to step up and take responsibility for the fact that the energy is inside of you, and you can let it end with you. I think that's so empowering. So I hope that you guys do too. So someone has to heal it. So let's let it be you. And how do we heal that trauma? How do we heal that energy? Is by unconditional love. So we have to love the energy unconditionally. So here's how we love our PTSD. You want that? We're going to express gratitude. So when these situations come up and we're having the flashback, we're having the triggers and all of the things that go into the PTSD, we're going to be like, thank you, body. Thank you, mind, for trying to keep me safe. Thank you. We're going to understand what's going on in the mind and in the spirit, and that that's what's happening, that our body and our mind is trying to keep us safe. It's trying to protect us from further pain. And we're going to be like, thank you so much. I understand what you're trying to do, but this is no longer serving me, and I choose to heal and love this energy. So we're gonna acknowledge the purpose of it, right? By saying, I see what you're trying to do here. I see what you're trying to do, but this isn't keeping me safe. This is keeping me hurt. It's keeping me stuck, and I'm gonna go ahead and move on. So we say thank you, we express the gratitude, and then you send loving energy to that response. And then I try to embody Ariana Grande when I get the triggers, and sometimes we'll go, okay, but thank you, PTSD response, but next, thank you, next. Okay, so I'm gonna do the next thing now, which is to cope from the symptoms. Cope from the symptoms, come back down, get back to a calm place, and then move on with your life. So that's your job, is to come back down from the trigger, come back down from a response, send the love, to heal the energy, and move on as fast as possible. So we're gonna go, thank you, next. And then the next thing is coping with the symptoms of the PTSD. So how do we cope with PTSD? We cope with PTSD by understanding that we were trying to keep ourselves safe, and we're going to keep ourselves safe in a brand new way. So the most powerful tool for feeling safety around trauma is to create a safe place in your mind. So what you're going to do is think of the thing that makes you feel the most safe in the entire world, and create a visualization around that thing. So it might be a person, it might be a place. When I did this work, mine was a bathtub. I moved around a whole lot when I was a kid, and the thing that was like always constant and always consistent, no matter where I was at, was that there was a bathtub and I could take a hot bath and feel like myself, feel like I was getting away, relax, calm down. And so mine was like a hot bath. So when I did my visualization, I would, just pretend like in my mind, visualize that I was in a hot bath. So it can be something like that. It can be your mom. It can be your grandpa. It can be whoever it is that makes you feel safe. It can be a spirit guide. It could be a meadow. It could be outer space. It can literally be whatever it is that makes you feel like you are 100% safe. And so while you're going to start with closing your eyes and visualizing your safe place. And then you're going to incorporate some normal stress reduction techniques like breathing exercises. So my favorite way to breathe is it stresses me out more to count. So I don't like to do counting breathing exercises, but I just pull air in through my nose as slow and long as I can. And then I hold it in my lungs for as long as I can. And then and this is the ticket, is to allow the breath to exit the mouth and not push really hard. So, and you're going to kind of sigh with relief as you do it. So it'd look like this. We hold, and we just kind of allow, and then let your body sink as you let the breath exit the mouth. And then you just kind of do that in a circular motion and continue to breathe and continue to breathe and continue to breathe as you're visualizing your safe place. The next thing is grounding. So grounding can happen in a few different ways. So remember we talked about that the spirit separates some parts of your consciousness and puts it in the outskirts of your spirit body. Well, grounding is a thing that helps to pull your consciousness back into your body where it needs to be. And so grounding can take place in several ways. My favorite is to go outside and ground barefoot in the grass and in the dirt. Because you can connect with the earth and the energy of the earth. Connecting with the energy of the earth pulls your energy down to the earth. So that's a great way to do it, and that's my favorite way, but like it's snowing outside right now, so probably not the best time to ground outside in the dirt. Another thing you can do is I have these things. Okay. This is like a grounding bracelet, and this actually hooks to the grounding cable in your outlets. You know how there's like three little prongs and there's like that one weird third one? This has an outlet, a plug to go into that outlet. And then they have grounding mats that do the same thing. I have one underneath my desk, and you can put, so it actually does that same energetic thing because it connects to the outlet, which connects. LG&E comes and hooks up, the ground, the rod in the earth, and so energetically it's doing the same thing. So I like to have things like that. They have grounding sheets and grounding mats and grounding literally everything. So it's amazing. You can also do some things that force you to feel your body. So anything that's like pulling in different senses is gonna help. So the hot bath is something that helps, right? Because you're experiencing a different sensation all over your body. Having your warm cup of coffee is very grounding. This is a good one. It's Champagne Toast from Bath & Body Works. No, you don't have to have Champagne Toast from Bath & Body Works. This is just something else. But you can just get your lotion and rub lotion into your skin. And feel and try to just be present, like consciously feeling your body. Another thing you can do is identify things that pull all of your senses in to this one moment. So you can say, okay, so, oh, this is a pink bottle. Like just start narrating and describing things around you. A pink bottle. Oh, I have my white coffee mug. Okay, my green post-its. Just start talking about the things that are around you because it pulls you in. You can say your name. You can be like, I am Rachel. Today's date is February 7th, 2021, You just like they do, if you've ever been woken up by the EMS, they're like, "What's your name? What year is it? What is your mother's name?" Like they start asking you crazy questions. And at the time, we don't understand why, but that's grounding. It's pulling your consciousness back into your body where they want it to be. And so you can do that for yourself by talking about the things that are around you, answering some questions that are grounding, and you can feel different textures. So feeling is a really grounding thing. So we want to feel anything that's like a different texture, right? Yes, I have this like dollar bill over here from something I opened. So feel the different things. And now we're going to get into a couple things that are a little bit more out there. But tapping, if you've ever heard of that, is something that releases energy. So remember, we're talking about that it's stored up energy. So we're going to do some things to release some of that stored up energy. And exercise and tapping are really, really useful for releasing stored up energy. So as you're envisioning your safe place, you can tap. You're going to do here on the forehead, here on your cheeks, here on your chin, here on your shoulders, here on your elbow, and then here on your chest. And you're just going to say, "I am safe." And you can do back and forth, and this activates both sides of your brain, which helps to move that energy along faster. And you're just going to be like, "I am safe. I am safe." I like to do a little bit of both, but you can look up videos on tapping. I'm not like a tapping expert, I just use it. Do here. I hope you guys are trying this with me right now. If you are, I love you so much. I am safe. And so that just kind of helps to move energy along. I'm so stuffed up today. I'm sorry. Okay, so that's tapping. And then I just learned this one the other day, which is it's a butterfly tapping. And you can do it just like this. And you're gonna do it as you breathe. And you're just gonna go, "I'm safe. I am safe." Visualize that safe place. And that's it for those. So the next one is exercise. Okay. So the next one is exercise. And exercise is the same principle. So what you're, it's grounding and it helps to release stored up energy. So go for the run, go for the walk, get your body moving, and then do those things in your head with the I am safe, with the visualizations, with some music that you feel is calming. Find you a good song that can be like your PTSD healing song, okay? A song that makes you feel really peaceful and relaxed. Meditations are great for this. Get on that treadmill, go for a walk outside. Nature is super grounding. So anything that you can do to pull in multiple of these coping skills at once is going to be the most helpful. And different types of exercises. So the trauma is stored in the body. The trauma is stored in the body. So get moving, get to lifting some weights. I've had moments where I started using exercise to heal trauma at the same time, which it'll do it regardless of if you're conscious of it or not. But if you are conscious of it, I think you can make it like way more impactful. And I remember taking up the practice of running, and I had like this whole recovery healing soundtrack that I would listen to, and I would go run. And I remember just having these moments where I would stop and I would break down and cry on the road just as I was running and running and running. And those are those moments where the trauma was being released from my body. And I'm so grateful for those moments. I mean, it heals you in a way that like no workbook or therapist session can. When you can actually remove the energy from the body. So that is that exercise, release stored energy, let yourself. Oh yeah, and let yourself feel. So that's the last point, is to just let yourself feel some shit. I think that we, in our society, we get very caught up in, trying to put on a happy face and like, trying to pretend like we're okay. I think the biggest lie in the entire world is I'm fine. We always say that even when we're not okay. And to just like, it's okay to not be okay. If you have fucking PTSD, it's definitely okay to not be okay because you have PTSD. Of course you don't feel okay all the time. And so don't try to pretend that you do. You can just acknowledge, just accept that it's a moment where you don't feel okay. Cry about it, scream about it, stomp around about it, get your body moving, journal about it. If I can break down into a temper tantrum and throw yourself on the floor if you need to. I mean, it's okay to have a really extreme reaction and response to PTSD episodes. It's PTSD. Like you're not gonna feel okay all the time. So until you heal fully, and you can heal fully, but you're not gonna get there without feeling the shit that you have to feel along the way to get there. So let yourself feel it. Let yourself feel it, and don't judge yourself for it, and love yourself through it. Just like if you were loving a child, right? And how would you talk to a child that was like breaking down? You wouldn't be like, "You're stupid for crying." You'd be like, "Oh my gosh, you poor thing. Cry it out. It's okay. I'm here with you." You know what I mean? Like, talk to yourself the way that you would if it was a little baby going through it. So that's it for the day. We have in this live covered what is PTSD in the brain. We talked about what is PTSD in the spirit. We talked about loving our PTSD unconditionally. We talked about all of the coping skills for the stress and anxiety and episodes related to PTSD. And so I think that you guys should at least be equipped now with the beginnings of what you need to make it through your PTSD healing. Feel free, and I encourage you 100% to investigate each of those topics further and to the fullest extent. There is so much knowledge online. I'm not an expert in any of these subjects. I've used them all for my healing, and so you can take all of these things way further by researching on your own, by talking to your therapists and your psychologists about each of these subjects, so that you can find a really great way to create your own personalized and unique plan for recovery from PTSD. And everybody's healing is going to look different. So make it your own, get creative, find what works for you, try on all different things, and remember that I am here loving you fully until you learn to fully love yourself. Now, I don't have any specific offers for you today. I just wanted to drop some knowledge on PTSD healing. But if you do want to check out any of my other stuff, you can at www.iamraquel.com. Everything should be there available to help you navigate. You can get to I Am Raquel Academy from there and get your free mini self-worth survival kit that's got lots of great self-worth affirmations in it. You can go to at I Am Raquel on all the different social medias, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, everything. I'm on everything. And I have lots of helpful content that I dish out every single day on all of the social medias that can just be like helpful along your journey. And so, like I said, there's that freebie. Grab it. Of course, grab it. It's free. Why not? And then there is other services and paid things if you want to take a look. And it is all there on www.iramonkel.com. I love you guys. Thank you for being here and for watching to the end. Make sure you share this video with your friends and family that struggle with PTSD. I love you so much. Bye. Have a good day. Don't forget to wear your crown.
I'm a whole health kind of life coach. That means I look at every aspect of a person's life. I do this in my journey too. I love physical fitness. And for my gym membership, I use Planet Fitness. Whether you're a first-time gym user or a veteran member, Planet Fitness is here to provide a workout environment in which anyone and everyone can be comfortable. No matter what you're looking for in a gym, Planet Fitness has a membership option that's made for you. All Planet Fitness members enjoy unlimited access to their home club and the support of Planet Fitness's friendly, knowledgeable staff anytime you need it. PF Black Card members receive additional benefits, including the ability to bring a guest for free and access to any of the 2,000 plus PF locations. Beside all that, you can go to the tanning bed there and use things like the hydrotherapy massage, which creates a whole luxury experience just by going to the gym. I love it. If you go to www.iamraquel.com/promotions, you can click Learn More under Planet Fitness and start for $0 down for being an I Am Raquel community member. Okay, back to the show. Well, I love you guys so much. I am really, really glad that you're here listening. I'm glad if you made it to this segment right here. Oh, you're a fucking rock star. I can't even believe that you did that. You're a fucking champion. But I wanted to tell you a little bit more. If you like this stuff and you want to see more from me, I would love that. So follow me on all the stuff. I am Raquel. On everything, that's IAMROCKL. I'm on, I think, every social media that exists in the world. So you can follow me everywhere. I dish out free, helpful content all over the place, religiously, every day. And you can also check out www.iamrockhill.com. I worked really hard to make my website pretty, so please check that out. And from there, you can go to I Am Raquel Academy. I Am Raquel Academy supports this show. What it is my online school. That's right, I got my own online school. So it's a coaching school, so you can do self-coaching work by purchasing online courses made by yours truly. And what it does is when you purchase courses from me at iamraquel.com, you support this show. It enables me to continue to make free, helpful content for people all over the world. So definitely check that out. All of the info that you need should be in the show notes. And I will see you guys later. Mwah, bye.